185miles south.com.
Smash that Patreon button.
Miles South, a hardcore punk rock podcast. What's up, everyone? We are back and talking hardcore. Helping out, you know him, you love him. It is the best dressed man of the pod. It is Daniel Sant. What's up, Dan?
All is quiet on New Year's Day.
That's right. Also helping out, 6'2". What you gonna do? It is the mighty, mighty Posse Chris. What's up, Chris?
What's cracking?
What is going on? And rounding us out, it's Brandon from Big Boy. What's up, Brandon?
Yo, what's good?
What up, what up? Everyone, happy New Year. And I know we're looking forward, but this is the final day of the year. We're going to look back on our favorite tracks of the year, 2023. Dan, we're doing a Super 7. Let everyone know the rules of this thing.
Okay, so a Super 7 is our patented way of building competitive 7-song playlist featuring all our favorite songs from 2023. You can take the same band, but you cannot take the same song. So, for example, if I take band A, song one, that song is off the table, but somebody else can take a song from band A. And we go in order, like fantasy football almost. We're going to do an order of Chris, me, Zach, Brandon, and we go one round at a time. And then when we're all wrapped up with 7 songs each, we put this up for the listeners to vote on who they think had the best playlist for 2023 and who they align with. And it's always fun. Love when the listeners get in the comments. Love when they are extremely opinionated because it is awesome. And what a fucking year, right?
What a year. Yeah, me and Dan got into it on the awards episode a couple weeks ago. Chris, you want to say anything on 2023?
Oh man. Like always, an awesome year for hardcore. Lots of, lots of good, I don't know. I'm just psyched to get into it. You know, I got a lot of, I found like this year there were a lot of songs and it was really tricky to try and get 7. So like low key, I'm kind of hoping there's some upsets here so I can sneak some songs in.
Yeah, I feel you. This is like, so many good EPs this year. Like, I think that this was a better EP year in 2023 than an LP year.
But, better EP year and a better just like single year almost. Like,
yes.
Like there's some standout tracks even on those EPs. And the LPs.
That's where we could do super 21s right now.
Yeah.
Like, I have a short list. This is my short list. It has 75 songs on it.
Well, I'm going to give you the shortest honorable mentions ever tonight. I'm going to plow through them like the what's the Micro Machine dude.
Oh yeah, Micro Machine's coming collected of 5. Micro Machine's coming collected of 5.
That's exactly right. Okay, 2023 is year. Chris, what is the best song of 2023?
All right, we're going to kick this off with a major upset. No, we're not. We're we're going Nation from Homefront. There might be a song or two that I actually like a little bit more, but I know there's no way this is coming back around to me, particularly after listening to the last episode. Dragging Your Knuckles on the Floor of Hell, Spending All Your Money on a Concrete Cell. What a banging song. I don't know like what I can really add that like Zach and Dan didn't already cover on the year-end awards show 2 weeks ago, but this had to be on my list, and so luckily, I was picking first because I feel like if I was picking second, I might not get it. I really like this whole LP a lot. I like start to finish, but like Nation is a lot like 0151 last year on the High Viz record. Like this is like the working class fight song on a mostly post-punk record. And it's just, it's so hard. If you haven't listened to the last episode of the pod, go back, check it out, because the interview with Graham was super fascinating. Like the story about how the song wasn't even going to be on the LP originally. And then some stuff happened. They got a bad rejected test press and went back, and it kind of opened up the door for them to add it in. And it's kind of wild to think about, you know, what that LP would have been without the song, but still really good. But like the song adds a whole different dimension and like edge to the record.
Yeah, I mean, this song is an outlier on the LP though, right? It's like the only song that he shouts on.
For sure.
So like the LP would have made sense without it, but goddamn, you would have lost, like you would have left off your best song, like by, in my opinion, by far.
Yeah.
You know, like this is the hit, the hit. Brandon, you like this song?
The Homefront song that you guys said, Nation. I checked it out after I listened to the podcast a couple days ago. And yeah, I do like it too. It's pretty dark wave-ish. Yeah.
Hell yeah. Dan, final thoughts on our song of the year.
Well, I'm just bummed that Posse Chris got pick one.
The fix is in.
I mean, it's a track, but don't think this is probably the last we're going to hear from Homefront on these lists, because I at least have two more that were on the 75 track shortlist.
Dan, what's your number one song of the year?
All right, so do I just, you know how that film Pay It Forward or book Pay It Forward and then it became a film? Do I just go Split System just to screw you like I just got screwed? I won't do it to you. It's really tough because, yeah, just trying to, okay, this is, I'm going to put this up for vote from the other three members on this Super 7. This is the only time that we've heard this, the In My Eyes, Out of Step outtake by Minor Threat. The only year that we've ever heard this is in 2023. Is this going to count?
I mean, I think it's a bad pick for the year, but you can do whatever you want to do.
Zach's trying to make up for that not having him in the Straight Edge Super 7.
I know. I am. Okay, I'm not going to take it.
It's an episode about 2023, and you're saying you have 75 songs for 2023, and you want to pick a Minor Threat song?
Well, I just don't want to get shit after the fact that I didn't take the Minor Threat. So I want it to be acknowledged that I did bring it up, but I'm not going to take it. And I'm going to go with Change From A Fiver by Rat Cage.
All right.
I mean, what an absolute track. Starts out with that very, very, you know, poignant sample of someone speaking about the way the country's changing. And it's just a complete amazing song about the working class being squeezed to death by the political class. And it is raging, straightforward, like hardcore, less D beat this time on this record, more just in the pockets, like fast as fuck hardcore, with a really brilliant recording. This is Change From A Fiver off of the Savage Visions LP by Rat Cage, and I think it is an absolute banger.
Well, you got the staff in vote, so that's important.
That's true.
This is great. 90-second mid-table banger. And yeah, I think it's cool that you and Staffan love this recording. We talked this record on the pod during the year. I don't like the recording. I don't like the way the drums sound. But this record rips. And it's a band that has like put out nothing but quality material. And here's another one. Just straight rippers, like straight down the line. So yeah, respect. Great pick. What do you think, Chris?
Yeah, this is on my short list. And actually, My first bullet, if this were to get around to me, was shocked I was able to get this in this round. Figured Dan would have had it. Yeah, dude, I love the song. Also, I love that Dan's trying to put an asterisk on his Straight Edge Super 7.
Too late for that, buddy.
Yeah, dude, another working class fight song. Killer LP. I like the recording. I think it works for them. But again, I think this is the standout ripper on that LP.
Hell yeah. Man, I got to take my first one. This is rough because Dan was teasing that he might be snaking my picks just out of spite. That ain't right.
I mean, I do love that song.
So. It's true. I have the whole LP. I want it. You know, the LP comes out next year. I was thinking maybe I'd hold off and take it next year because what if the record's all clunkers except for that song? You know?
That could be the same for that Chisel song. Crying your eyes out.
Dude, you know what? That was going to be my song of the year. And then someone hit me up and it's a re-recording. It came out a couple years ago.
Oh, okay.
So yeah, live and learn. I didn't know. That was like a listener smarter than us wising me up. So
I probably have that on a 7-inch too.
That's how big your record collection is. Just forgetting Chisel classics, dude. That's what it's about. Fucking A. All right, I'm going to take Rifle Under Two Flags. It came out late in the year. It rips. It's a perfect punk song. It's like a minute or something and just rips your throat out. Patrick Swayze style, you know, out the gate. Like he's yelling on the downbeat on a perfect like mid-tempo. There's not a chance in the world any of these guitarists or bass players are cheating and doing some up and down bullshit. They're down strumming the whole time. Yeah. And then like the way that little subtle melody comes in with like the lead, the ding, 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 ding. It's out of this world. It's like everything I love in punk. And it came out this year. It came out late this year. You know, when you're like starting to be like, oh, you know, like there's a lot of good shit. Here's my list, blah, blah, blah. And then like Rifle just fucking drops this record. And we've been blowing up like this song on the last couple of episodes and shit, but really it's like a 5-song 7-inch and the whole thing is relentless. So spectacular band out the gate, never heard them before the 7-inch and fucking A, one of my favorite bands already, you know what I mean? So that's what I'm taking. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, this is so good. Yeah, I do love that. There's not even a count off. It's just right out the gate. And then that, the reason that this song is just a little bit ahead of everything else that's on the EP is that lead. And it's so good. And there's just, it's a mid-tempo stomp. I'm here for all mid-tempo songs.
Yeah. You know, when mid-tempo punk bands are doing like that style, the little guitar hooks are so crucial. Like you already brought up Split System, Dan. But like when that band has the guitar hooks, it's like, oh, that's all their hit songs. You know what I mean? And like then they have like kind of the rippers that don't have like those little guitar hooks. And those are the songs that like bridge the gap to the ones with the guitar hooks, you know? So, yeah. Chris, you want to touch this or should I shoot it to Brandon for his number one song of the year?
This is great, but shoot it to Brandon.
All right, Brandon. What is, well, it doesn't have to be your favorite song, but what is your first pick of the Super 7 2023?
My first pick of my Super 7 is going to be the song Protocol by Hotline TNT. I haven't heard of this band before I seen them live at Sound and Fury. And I just happened to be in the back listening. And I actually like ran to the front of the stage to see what was going on. And it just sounded awesome. After listening to it live, I just couldn't stop listening to it, like, you know, on Spotify.
What do you love about it?
Possibly just like the way the guitar comes in the beginning of the song. It takes a while for the vocals to pick up, but just everything but the vibe when I was watching it live kind of just took me by surprise. I've never heard of the band before, but after just watching them live, I just couldn't stop listening to this band.
Yeah, I just got turned on to this band very recently by the dudes at Timeless. They told me about it, and it's very shoegazy. A real vibe. So I can see, like, if this is effective live, that how it could really pull you in.
Usually shoegaze live, like, it's just like a feet herder type of thing. But I was really just like, I was just really feeling it live watching this.
It's funny. I actually heard this for the first time today. Cause I'm not exactly sure which song this is, but, this is why I love like the end of year when everyone's sharing like the stuff that they love, is like, I saw a homie sharing this today and I was like, oh, what's this about? I better go check it out. And, it's super cool.
I mean, the record cover is sick, so whatever. I never listened to this, but can't go wrong with Barbed Wire. So, sick-ass imagery.
I think it had released as a single at first, and then it came out on this album called Cartwheel. I haven't listened to the whole album yet, but the song itself was just on rotation.
Well, hell yeah. I'm going to check it out on the playlist, and that's a good segue. Everyone, there's a playlist for every episode, 185milesouth.com. Click that playlist link at the top of the page. Also, if you're good at Spotify, you can find us there, 185 Miles South. Dan. Oh, shit. Not Dan. See, I'm so used to shooting a Dan for number one because he usually cheats and just takes the number one. But Chris, what's
my lawyer will be in touch.
That's right. Hey, send Jackie Childs my way. I want to hang. Chris, what is your number two pick?
Yeah, I think Dan knew that we were onto him, so he put himself number two this year. That's
right. Yeah, and I lost Homefront.
All right.
I think it's proof that you don't love Homefront as much as you say.
It's about to get ugly in here. Nation was the natural first overall pick, but this might actually be my favorite hardcore song of the year because it's off the rails, like the lyrics of the song even tell you. I'm going to take Night Fever, the song Killing Floor, which won the award for, I think, what was it, most YOLO vocal performance or something?
Yes, yes.
This song like takes you on a journey, and the journey is epic, but it's just straight up hardcore. You know, it's not like, I don't know, they're not blazing new trails here, but they do take you on a journey. Like the intro with the ring outs and like the driving drums, then the guitar lead comes in, setting up like this total Poison Idea vibe, and you think you know what you're in for. And then he belts out in this total Rob Halford-esque voice, "It's about to get uglier in here. It's about to get ugly in here." And then just like the song is so epic. The chorus, "Now go off the rails, step out of line, raise some hell." The other thing I love about this is like the vocalist is pushing it to the limits. And like when you think the vocals can't get any higher on that, you know, that scale, he just gets higher. It's so cool. It's like a beautiful mix of Poison Idea, Judas Priest, RKL, Youth of Today, Ignite, and like somehow all that works. We got a new LP coming out, I think early 2024. So keep your eyes out for that.
Chris, great pick. I'm so glad this is on here because like, yeah, this is some of the most out of control music in the world. You know what I mean? And like, there's no lyric sheet, I don't think. It's not listed on the Bandcamp, and I Googled and couldn't find it, but it's sick. There's like a part of the song where he's like, "This is hardcore," or like, "That's what I get from it." And it's like,
yeah,
you're goddamn right, dude. You know what I mean? Like, it's so not like anything, but it's like, that's what I love, is like when people are getting buck and then they're claiming it, right? Like, I don't know. This is impossible music to describe. It's just one of those songs that like people got to check out. And if they're on that YOLO shit, I think they're going to like it. So, yeah. Dan, what do you think about this song?
When we talked about it back on the pod, it's wild. It is as wild as you can get without, I mean, this is the epitome of it's lit. That marshmallow is just clinging to the stick.
Yeah.
It's just clinging, but the fire won't pull it down. It's great.
I mean, it sounds like a shirtless guy that's wearing gloves, you know?
Oh,
And it is. It is.
Yeah, it's the best thing about it, it's completely self-aware and self-unapologetic. Do you know what I mean? It's like really going for it and proud to be.
Yeah. Yeah. And I love how Youth Crew, like that, that logo looks. Okay. Let's go to you, Dan. You're number two.
All right. Trying to think like what do I just pick something that, yeah, I'm going to box out Chris here. I think I have to box out Chris and go La France de Future. I'm going Mentality 81, and you know, off of my demo of the year. This song is awesome. I love the way it comes in with the vocals. I just love how like a grimy Minor Threat to me is what it sounds like. It's fantastic. It's good straight away, straight ahead, early 80s hardcore. That is done phenomenally. Recording is fantastic. It's fast. It has like cool tempo change break. Like it's just great. It's an amazing song.
Yeah, this demo is great. Like for fast hardcore, it's, you know, the best demo of the year, like of straight old school roots hardcore. Yeah. I mean, you say it's like Minor Threat, and I get that a little bit in the tunefulness, like when he like opens up and sings a little bit. I guess that's like an Ian-esque tunefulness. The music itself, like I get like kind of a gritty, like 82, 83 New York hardcore mixed with like a 90s anti-CMX. Shout out Staffan again. But yeah, this is spectacular. Three songs and one of the bands from this year that I can't wait to hear more songs from. So,
yeah, I definitely get the early NYHC when like the music kind of breaks and the bass just goes by itself.
It sounds a little grimier than DC. It sounds grimier than DC.
Yeah. Well, that's why I said it's grimy.
You know, for sure. I think you're describing it. We're on the same page here. Chris, you want to touch this or you want me to take my number two?
You can take your number two, but I also love this a lot and I'm glad it's on the playlist. I'm good to talk it.
All right. I'm going to take my favorite song of the year, and that is Straight out of Melbourne, Street Sweeper, Mama, I Can't Do No Time. Holy fuck. I don't remember when this song came out, March or April maybe, and it was on repeat like a motherfucker. I don't know where this band lands, like what they claim they are, if they're like punk or they're pub rock or they're like proto punk or what. But it's just like a perfect rock and roll song, right? Like every single thing about it is perfect. It's a 10 out of 10. And God, that chorus is so good. And then the lead into the solo, like fucking A. If this song missed you this year, I hope you go and check it out. Cause yeah, one of my favorite things so much. I love this thing so much. I ordered the 7-inch from Australia after I've made a pact to myself that I'm not buying any 7-inches anymore. So, it is what it is. I also had to buy that big boy 7-inch too. So what's up?
Thanks.
What's up? Dan, what do you think?
I mean, this was on my list. This is an all timer. This song is an all-time banger. We could listen to this 10 years from now. You're going to be like, this song holds up. Listen to it 20 years from now. It holds up. The guitar playing is phenomenal. The 7-inch cover is amazing. But I love the way the actual line, Mama, I Can't Do No Time, is delivered repeatedly in this song. Like it allows, like there's like, I don't know, just beyond confidence knowing that they've written like an absolute classic song, and also just Mama, I can't do no time. Like that, it's such an ill lyrical song too. I really love this. Australia is fucking bringing it.
Dude, it's the new wave of Melbourne single coil. It's fucking insane. Yeah. It's out of control. And like, yeah, you're right. The subject matter is sick, right? Usually it's like, what's up? I'm hard. I ain't scared. It's like, nope, I'm going on the run. I ain't going to jail. You know? Yeah. Sick. Okay, Brandon, let's go to you for your number two.
Cool. My second pick is from a newer band called Hereditary from San Diego. The song I choose is called Can't Stop It. And it's actually a song that I did a feature on. But we had met these guys, and I just started listening to their music after I had seen them. And they, right before they released this new set of songs, they asked me to do a feature. And it just so happens to be my favorite song in the release that they just did.
Yeah. Dan, didn't one of these guys just accuse you of making flyers for clout?
I mean, it may probably. I mean, I've been chasing clout my whole life. So.
That's right. Now. Anyway, yeah, this song is great. Sniping at me in the internet comments, not so great. But hey, what are you gonna do? this is sick. This is great. The recording sounds big. It's a step up from what they've done. They're cool ass kids. I jest, you know. But and Brandon, your feature is great. Like, this is a perfect example of how to do a feature, right?
Thank you.
Hell yeah.
We'll thank them.
Yeah, that's right. Dan, what do you think about this?
I think this is the standout track from the recording. I think Brandon's part is amazing. I like the... Da-da-da-da-da-da. Like, there's a little bit of negative space there that really gives it some bounce. This is a really great hardcore song, and the recording is just as good as the songwriting is. We featured this on the podcast a little, you know, a few weeks back, and told everyone to get into it because it's really good.
Yeah,
this is the best song.
Yes, agreed. It's the best song, and also I like the whole package. Like, again, we talked on the awards episode that it's pretty sick that even in like the era of like, you know, digital content, that bands are still like taking the time to make cool covers and so forth. I like the cover of this. It's basic, right? It's like, it's the band, their logo, but I love the font. I love the color scheme. And I think it looks sick. You know, it's like something that I like to look at. And yeah, this is a killer EP and good ass San Diego band. So much love. Let's circle back around to Chris for his number three.
All right. Yeah, just to add, that Hereditary song is a banger, and also my favorite track on that too. So hell yeah, coming in hot towards the end of the year, November, right?
November 17th.
Hell yeah. Just under the bell. All right, Dan made me a little bit nervous. I did have Mentality 81 on my short list, but the song that I had to have here is basically that same crew of people. I'm going Coop Gorge, Throat Cutter, Vengeance. My Northwest heart is going to the northwest of France for this one, and this is the most, like, there's heavy Portland vibes to the song. It sounds like them really leaning into like the tragedy lane, but still keeping it, I don't know. It's a little bit different. Not quite as grimy, but, I can't pronounce this band's name or the name of their songs. I guess Vengeance. I certainly can't spell this band's name. But this is my favorite record of the year, and this is the standout track on it. And I don't think the LP has any filler. Like, it's pretty banging start to end. And I don't know. This one, though, just stands out above. It's just really vibey. And you know that I love the, you know, my French stuff has got some vibes in it.
Yeah, the Tragedy call out is like not that far off, right? Although the singing is completely different. So like, if you're someone that liked like those dark Tragedy melodies, but like, you know, that the vocals were maybe a little too harsh, like this is something to check out. Although I don't know if this song is representative of the rest of the record. It's like the slow, like spookier song. Mm-hmm. But it's like in the right slot, right? It's in the 5 slot. It totally cuts up the record. Like if you're going to do an LP with like 12 songs, you got to have some songs like this where you change it up. You take a little bit of a risk and like these dudes knocked it out of the park. This LP is spectacular. And this song in particular, well, that first like main song after the intro, I love, but then this one's spectacular. And I love that like this band tosses in the scissor beat, you know, like they really take you on a ride on this LP and yeah, just straight up spectacular band. Danny, you want to touch this?
Yeah. I do love Vengeance. It is one of the standout tracks, but I would have probably gone with Au Fond de cette Prison. That song is so epic, but this LP, this easily could have been LP of the year as well. Like, you know, just Zach was wearing his,
I think it won an award.
It did.
But it could have won 185 album of the year, but Zach was wearing his American flag Zubas and his American flag tank top when putting together the candidates.
Dude.
So
yeah, it was 80s New York hardcore on the final records of the year for sure.
Dude, I'm not gonna hate on what actually got it.
Yeah.
Yep.
But yeah, this is fantastic.
Hell yeah. Dan, number 3.
All right. We're getting down to it already. It's crazy. I'm going to go with Honed Blade by Gel.
All right.
I could really take, there's probably like 6 Gel songs on my shortlist. Could take any of them. The thing that that makes Honed Blade like kind of pop up for me is it really has that fantastic, like what Gulch used to do, that full blown Neanderthal beat at a point, you know. But it also has like just great tom, like floor tom part as well. And it's the singer's voice, like the delivery that they have is just so epic because it's not pushing it too far, but it is very aggressive and it hits so good. It's not like too guttural and it is not too, it's just in the pocket, like perfect. And I really love the entire record. I really love the Hardcore for the Freaks mentality that goes with this this band, and I love the calling card interlude on this where they just got friends to call in and just say whatever about hardcore kind of, or about their state of life. And it I don't know, it's just so good. Every song on here could be a choice, but especially when in doubt, go with track 1.
That Attainable song is my favorite on this. I like when they toss in like a little bit of like that dark melody, like on the outro. That's where I think it shines the most. And you're right. The singer of this band has a spectacular voice. And unfortunately I was sick when they rolled through this year and I missed it because it was probably epic. But hell yeah, this record's great. If I was like nitpicking, I this is like the record where it seems like on its face it feels like it's a fast record, but like when you dive into it, it's actually mostly a mid-tempo record.
That's why I love it.
That's why you love it. Yeah, yeah. But for me, like, if this had a little bit more fast, I think it would have connected more with me. And that's all. I like it. I think it's a good record. And we've talked on the pod plenty of times that, like, the ultimate achievement in, you know, modern hardcore is putting out an LP where you don't want to, like, turn it off before it's over, or you're not skipping songs. Like, if you're listening on Spotify or whatever, and, like, this is a very palatable record. They take you on a journey. It's very easy to get through the whole thing. I just would have loved a little bit, like, of straight up speed, like, a little bit more. That's all. Brandon, what do you think about this record and this song?
I listened to this record when it first came out, and I was able to, I typically don't do this, but I listened to the LP thoroughly as well.
Hell yeah.
No skip.
Yeah. I mean, like, that's the biggest compliment, I think. What do you think, Chris?
Sorry, my mute button was stuck. Yeah, I dig it too. I like Zach. I think a little bit more fast mixed in might have made me come back to it a lot more. But I do like it. I think it's really good.
I need you to talk for like 5 more minutes so I can choose my my next song.
They're sick live too.
Hell yeah. I'm going to take Ends of Sanity, Last Rites. This is a band, one of the better bands out there playing the hard style, and they wrote a fucking chorus, dude. It's so ill. That watch you die, a thousand times. It's so good, dude. Like, to play music this hard, but still be like writing a fucking song, it's sick. And then the final breakdown sequence, 1-hour breakdown of the year, it's epic. The way, like, they hook in like that intro guitar back into the mosh at the end, and then it all builds up to like that triplet part at the very, very end. I don't know. It's like a perfect hard style, hardcore song. It's everything I want in like that kind of music. Yeah, it's perfect to me. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, this is standing above a lot of the hard style, which is focused on building, you know, soundscapes to smash to. This has a little bit more of a songwriting out front with it, and the outro mosh sequence is very epic and like so well developed and so good to listen to and gets you hyped. Like, yeah, this is a great song, and it won breakdown of the year, you know? That's no mean feat when we talk about a lot of songs that have lots of breakdowns in them.
Dude, hell yeah. And North Carolina, right? So sick. One of the dudes might be a distant relative of Ric Flair. How about that? Woo! That's right.
Is that true?
No, I don't know. I don't know. Okay. But it's a possibility. Okay, Brandon, what's your number 3?
My number 3 is going to be the song The Only Fool by Dundeal, out of their first and only release. I was just really into the vocal style that Chris was doing in the song. It's almost like, sounds like it's a joke, but if you're there live, you could tell it wasn't a joke. It's awesome.
Yeah, great pick. Great EP cover, especially the shoes. And I love on that verse when like the drummer switches to the like the ride randomly, you know, halfway through the verse. It's like, that's the kind of shit that like it keeps you on your toes when you're listening to like this style of hard like bounce music. Yeah, and the vocal delivery is really good. So this is sick. Wasn't that familiar with it, but went in and gave it a shot. Dan, what do you think?
Yeah, this is giving Fury of Five like vibeage, giving that little bit of piccolo snare ignorance. You know, it's not quite piccolo snare, but the snare is pulled really tight and is high in the sound, which just adds a level of ignorama to all of these kind of recordings. And then I do love in the, you know, you've got the kind of like graffiti dude as the logo, but he's got a good old six shooter in his hand. He's got the revolver, like the Smith and Wesson, like Colt 45 in his hand, which just gave me a little bit of, it cracked me up quite a bit. Yeah, this is great.
Hell yeah. Chris, you want to speak on this or you want to take your number four?
Yeah, cool demo. It's a demo, right? Yeah. It's always hard to say like what's a demo and what's an EP in the streaming era. But yeah, this is cool. The guitar sounds super bright and upfront. So I love that.
Hell yeah.
All right. What is this? The fourth round?
Number four.
All right. I have not yet picked a band from the United States of America. And I'm going to stick with that. I'm going to go down to South Korea. I'm going to pick a Slant song from that three-song demo that they did a few months back. I'm going to take Stranger, a total ripper. The lyrics, the opening line, the lyrics are so sick. It's leeches all over me, not a drop left. Like, what a hard line. The way it comes in with like those opening ring outs and like the rolling bass and then like the building toms. And then that's like a super short buildup. And then it goes through the opening riff, like just one time and then blast straight into the verse. And then the chorus, this chorus is really cool. How it plays off is like four hits, like four staccato guitar hits over like the beat that's going the whole time. And then a break. And then the vocals do like a perfect call and response to those four hits. I'm not your friend, stranger. Love this band. I hope I get to see them someday because they just sound so intense. I've seen a couple of videos of them live. They look awesome live. I hope they come to California and I get to see them.
This demo rips. It won our award of best demo from a band that already put out an LP. And this is it's great. It's three songs. Every song is better than the last. This is a hit. That chorus, like you said, is spectacular. Very punk, right? I'm not your friend. So good. Yeah, this band rips. There's nothing bad I can say about this. So good. Dan, you want to touch it?
Yeah, standout track. From the release, it's incredible. This band can't miss. Like, they know what they're doing, and the vocalist's vocals are just so awesome. Like, and like you say, that chorus, it's really cool to do it that, you know, there's staccato elements to the music, but the staccato vocalization makes it so catchy and so sing-along-ish and very angry. I mean, it's fantastic.
Dan, you're number four.
All right. Jesus Christ. I'm like writing notes down here. It looks like, you know, the Charlie meme from It's Always Sunny. I've got all these different songs like written out and I'm like, but if I don't get that, like, or if I you get this, how am I going to leave this off? And it's so brutal. All right, let's. All right, I'm going to go. I'm going to take my home front song now. I'm going to take Faded State, the first song off the record. The other one that is as good as Nation. Maybe it's one millisecond or I don't know what we would grade them in. Like if Nation is a 10, this is a 9.99 for me. It opens with it builds really nicely with the music and it just lets you know what you're in for with this band, that they're just channeling like absolute perfection era of you know they were saying like if you listen to the award ceremony, like they were saying, like hitting things like Angelic Upstarts and Blitz Second Empire Justice, but this has very new age Blitz era vibe going into Second Empire, but the way it just, by the time the vocals come in, he goes, "Nobody's getting out here alive." Like, it's perfect. This song is amazing. I absolutely love it. I mean, I would have been happy with Nation, but I'm just as happy to have this song. And Games of Power, definitely one of the LPs of the year. Like, absolute. I mean, it takes you on a really great journey from punk into post-punk as the LP progresses, in my opinion. And I think it is beautiful artwork as well. I think Homefront rules, and I am really happy to have this song.
Great pick. You know, I agree. Second best song on the record. And really, though, even though Nation is the best song, like, this is the perfect opening track for, like, this record. Yeah, killer. Chris, you want to speak on this, or should I take my number four?
All well said. I love the song. It's not Nation, but it's right there.
I am going to take, I'm going to California. I am going to take the song Antisocial by the band Bloodstains. Good God, man. Talk about a love letter to 1981, 1982 Orange County. Like, Rick Agnew might just be like ghostwriting in this band. Yeah, it's got that, like, those dark melodies, but like the tunefulness, and it's a fucking track, dude. It could have been on any of those like records, you know? I love this. Came out of nowhere, and although I do think this song might have been on their demo, so they re-recorded it for the 7-inch that came out this year. We're lucky enough that Ben went and swooped us a few of these 7-inches. So shout out Bedge. But yeah, I love it. One of my favorite songs of the year. What do you think, Dan?
Do you know you are? Like, that first way he delivers that line, so good. I think it like you say, it's tuneful and poppy as hell, but it is dark, like, which does put it right in that, you know, that Agent Orange, Rick Agnew vibe. But also, I hear Wipers in this quite a bit too.
Because I think the Wipers were an influence on all that, right? Like, that first Wipers record is what, 79? Is it 80? It's 80. Yeah. It's 80.
Yeah. So, I mean, name checking the stuff you did and then name checking Wipers, that should just let everybody know. Listen to this song, because it's an all-timer. It is so good. And I'm glad you took it, because now there's one thing taken off of my crazy Charlie conspiracy theory list of trying to get all these songs on.
Brandon, let's go to you for your number four.
Cool. Number four for me is going to be the song CA First by the band Human Garbage. I just listened to the song and I just felt really proud to be from California. I could choose a lot of songs from this album, the one that they just released, but this song is the one that stuck to me the most.
Yeah, this is a mean record. Recording is great, matches the band, love the album art, and yeah, this is one of the standout tracks. Banging. Why do you choose this song against something else on the record?
Nothing in particular, I would say, but this song is this first song that I like will choose when I do click the album, yeah, and not the first song. You know what I mean?
Yeah. That's sick.
It's just an awesome song to listen to.
Hell yeah. Yeah, ripping band. So hell yeah. Okay. Dan, you want to touch this, or should I shoot it back to Chris for his number five?
Yeah, the drumming on this song is so good too. Like, and then also the sick thing about the riff is it's just like a lot of like kind of refrain, like, is that the right term? I'm not a guitar player, where it's like just you know, while the rest of the band is doing crazy shit, but the riff is just like kind of a strum, like hold out thing where I love that. I love that juxtaposition of it being, and the vocals are just wild and aggressive and filling all the space while the guitar is just creating an element of space. It's really hard. Did you play with them, Brandon?
No, I didn't, but I did see them for the first time a couple days ago at For the Children, and yeah. they had such an awesome set.
Sick. I mean, their band name is ill also. It's so good.
Yeah. Yep. Okay, let's go to you, Chris, for your number five.
First on that track, you know, as a lifelong California resident, as a transplant who's now been here for almost 2 years, I think I've been here long enough to say this is a dope ass song. I feel it. Great band, killer live. All right, fifth round, right?
That's right.
I'm gonna keep it domestic on this one. I'm gonna bring it back to the USNA. I'm going to go to Milwaukee, Wisconsin, off of the meanest sounding record of 2023, in my opinion. I'm taking Suicide Magnet from the band World I Hate. This song is so hard. Like, it's one of those songs that kind of creeps in without the drums on this like slow, hard riff. And then when the drums and the vocals come in, it's just so like, it's one of those where it's kind of like, okay, okay, okay. And then the drums and the vocals come in and you're like, yes. When this record first came out, we talked it and I didn't have the lyric sheet yet. And there was only like a few lines that like that stood out, you know, kind of like that, that Night Fever track. Like there's a few lines that like stand out and really like, yes, yes. But like this one opens and now the lyric sheet, you know, I have the lyric sheet and it's this earth is a toxin drugging us all. Just existing on this rock can make your fucking skin crawl, pulling me down, dragging me in. I can feel the gravity trying to tear out my organs. Such a hard line. And when you listen to it for the first time, you can really only understand that second line. The one existing on this rock can make your fucking skin crawl. So now having, you know, the lyric sheet and seeing the rest of the lyrics that are around that, like such a like misanthropic anthem. Yeah. Hopefully I got a ticket to Just Another Gig and they're playing that. So, hopefully I can make it up there and see that, see Big Boy as well. Right. You guys are playing that, right?
We are. Yeah. I'm excited to see World I Hate as well.
Yeah. What do you think about this one, Brandon?
I listened to this album after Jeff Gunnell, Cold as Life, had name dropped them, and I was pretty impressed with this release entirely.
Yeah, it's a good record. The whole package, right? The art is sick too. But yeah, I don't know. They fit somewhere between like that modern hardcore, like a gel-ish modern hardcore, and like Power Violence. Especially because like the singer's vocals sound a fair amount like Infest. But what I love about this record is they don't fall into like any of the Power Violence traps of the recording. Like they went for like the brightest, best recording they can get. So like this sound sounds so fresh on this type of music. Yeah, I think it was a great choice for them to make. And this rips. I've had trouble like choosing favorite songs off this. It was that Remove Blood into On the Wall, I think, is where I liked the record the most. The way those songs seamlessly go into each other, but this whole thing bangs. So respect. Dan, you want to touch this or you want to take your number five?
I mean, I feel like across the three of you, you've talked it like to perfection. It is a great pick and I do love Chris breaking down the lines that just give you that like the goosebumps of like how just desperate it is. Super cool. Next, number five. Don't call me a Nepo baby or anything, but when the stakes are high, will you fold when there's nothing left?
Yeah. Yes.
I'm going Spades by Big Boi. Yes. I fucking love this song. I think musically, this is the 2023 nod to what Peace and Security Death Threat would sound like. Maybe if it just started right now, you know? It can't help but be influenced by the day it is from, but it definitely gives me Death Threat vibes musically. And then, you know, I got to say, the charisma, the approach of the vocals are perfect. Sounds really good. I love that the singer, I love Brandon, that Brandon sings with a natural voice of not trying to rely on vocal tricks in production, because that is always a bad move. And then B, not trying to be too guttural or anything like that, and letting the voice just sit above the music perfectly. That's what really makes this such a great track and a great EP in general. And then I love the allegory of life being a card game, because that is like a hardcore, I won't say a trope, but it's been touched on in many classic hardcore songs, or even like hardcore layouts like Demonstrate My Style and stuff like that. I love the fact that, you know, it's down to like, are you going to be able to flip the card and have the Ace of Spades? Are you going to be able to come out winning at the end of life? And I think this is an amazing song, so I got to have it on my list.
Yeah, awesome. That's a good call on like the Aaron Death Threat thing, right? Like, Brandon, I know this is awkward, us talking about it with you on the line, but just put us on mute. Yeah, I think that Brandon's voice falls somewhere between Aaron Death Threat and like Jay from Mind Force. And it is very refreshing, like on this like pretty moshy, bouncy music, right? It's like a different take, and there's a lot of confidence in the voice. There's also just a lot of confidence in the songwriting. Like I tried to explain poorly to Brandon in his little interview on the award show, it's like these songs are kind of strange in the way that they're so short, but they also feel like they're not in a hurry to like be anywhere. And like you have these different parts of the songs and you're just almost chilling. Like, we're here.
I think that's why I say it reminds me of Peace and Security era Death Threat musically too, if it was to take place in 2023, you know?
Yeah. Also, I want to say one thing that I swear I'm not like negging this at all, but like some of the guitar is like almost a little sloppy when it gets like really riffy if you're doing a headphones listen, which I like. And that's like part of what makes this band good, is it's not super studioed out. Like that stuff could have been fixed with, you know, doing a million takes in the studio or even just having the engineer move shit around. But like, it's just pretty sick. Like, go in, play the songs, get the fuck out. Like, you know, you're a good band, you know, the songs are there, and that's what's up. It like keeps a little bit of like the hardcore and punk spirit in there to like have not everything sound like just like a studio project, you know? Like there's a little bit of rawness in this, which I think adds to it. Chris, you want to speak on this?
Yeah, I didn't have the song on my list because I had TNT on my list. That's my track. But yeah, this EP is dope. Brandon, I don't know if you heard the podcast where we talked about this the last time, but I admitted there that the first time I heard Big Boi, I wasn't really feeling it. You know how it is. Sometimes you just like, you listen to something and it doesn't click right off for you, and you have to hear it a second time or third time. And you know, my little homies from End of Days are always riding for you guys. So I came back to it, and like when I came back to it, I was like, damn, Like, the thing that I didn't really like about it on first listen was, like, the vocals weren't, you know, all the things that they were just saying, like, weren't, like, in your face and intense. They're just, like, kind of laid back and, like, swaggy, right? And I think it took me, like, a couple listens to be like, no, actually, this is not, like, you know, unintense and boring. It's like confident and it's got swagger and I don't know, like, after listening to it a couple times, I really dug it. Also got the song, we got a venue here in the Slow area called Village Hardcore, and I got this on the song on one of the playlists that we play in between bands, and when it comes on, kids get psyched. So hope you guys come play here sometime.
You're in Slow?
Yeah.
Oh, that's awesome. I would love to.
Hell yeah. Great pick, Dan. And goddamn, I wish the talking went longer because I'm still just struggling over here. I'm going to take...
Brandon, anything to add on that?
Yeah, that's all right. I'm going to take... Make them fucking watch! Speed Plans, Make Them Watch. This is another record that came out early in the year. Dude, there's some records this year that had legs. This is one of them. This, along with, like, the Out of Pocket record I talked on the awards show, saying these are my two, like, palate cleanser records of the year. You know, when I just need to wipe my brain clean. That Out of Pocket record and this Speed Plans record, like, so monotone, so fucking gnarly. Like, there's no multitasking when you're listening to, like, this record. It's just all your, you know, smooth brain can handle, you know, and it's out of this world. You know, that Illiterates LP we put up for best recording, 'cause it was, like, so raw and nice. And, like, this is even rawer. And this record, like, it doesn't even make sense to me how it sounds. Like, everything's wrong with it. You know, like, it sounds so gnarly. Like, you would think it's recorded on a boombox, but it doesn't have that shitty lo-fi to it. It still sounds bright, even though it just is like a mangled mess. But it just, like, it works with these songs. It is like nothing else, you know, that has come across me recently. It's just so gnarly, so fast, and it's just one of those things that connected with me in a weird way. I love it so much. Dan, do you remember us talking this record?
Yeah, absolutely. I just think it's so funny that you're palate cleanser are two absolutely gnarly sounding records. Oh, let me just cleanse my palate. Like, crazy.
Well, okay, think about it in, like, the context, right? Like, what is a palate cleanser, right? In between, like, your courses or whatever, you know, when you're having nice stuff, right? So you want to have something in between that, like, wipes out the memory of the previous thing, you know? And, like, this does it. You know, it's very hard to, you know, going from, like, Homefront to Big Boy, like, those are both, like, nice sounding records that, like, you know, there's a lot of elements to it, you know, where, like, fucking Out of Pocket is just a bounce and a palm mute, you know, and, like, just this monotone pounding and, like, you know, a 1997, like, New Jersey snare tone. And, like, it's just, it's so sick. And same with this, it's just pummeling, like, 82 hardcore, you know, with, like, the mastering turned up to 11. So it's so fucking out of control sounding. Right? Like, it just wipes the brain clean for whatever you want to listen to next. yeah, that's all I got. Let's see here. Okay, Brandon, number five.
Let's see, number five. I'll go with this song. It's actually an out-of-pocket song. The song's called Wrong Hand, and it's from their most recent release, Waste of a Man. I really like this, like, guitar part going into, like, this, like, bouncy, two-steppy type of, like, mosh part that goes dun 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 dun. But the timing of that part going into the part where the drum goes, like, changes so fast, but it works so well. It doesn't make sense when you listen to it, but it just makes sense when you listen to it. It's hard to explain.
This is a great song. And yeah, you're right. this band is hard to explain. It's a bouncy palm mute smorgasbord of fucking smooth brain awesomeness, you know, like,
yes.
And you're right. Like this riff, it's like, it's almost like off tempo, but it's not, because like the whole thing about this band is like, they have the bounce thing down more than like anyone, I think, right now, you know? So it's like, yeah, it's like this off kilter riff, but somehow like when the drums come in, it's like, oh, this fucking works. And like the little bit of double kick they throw in is so sick. And just this recording is so awesome. The way that like, they didn't go for like that distortioned out, like heavy death metal-y sound, right? Like there's no HM2 on this. It's like full on like metal zone, you know, like kind of thin sounding, even like the double kick and the snare, like are a little thin in the way. And it's like great in the way that it makes the performances like shine through so much, right? Cause you're like, you're not hiding behind a wall of noise. Like your performance has to be like on its feet. And yeah, this is so sick. This is a great pick. This is one of the songs I call out as one of the better songs on the record. Although the record's really short, I like everything, you know, and you might have saved me something. Cause now we got to talk this a little bit. Maybe I'm going to take something else. Although it's hard to not take Despair. Perfect opening song for like a bounce hardcore record. Dan, you want to touch this at all? Should I shoot it to Chris?
Well, we know where the done deal Tagger dude got his six shooter. It was in the Taste of a Man's Hand. Snaked it right from this dead body. This is great. And they're really good live. And it's the perfect amount of bounce. You know, I love, you can never give me enough bounce, but there's really good bounce in this. And the way that the snare accentuates that with the sound, like you say, that late 90s New Jersey snare, it's great.
You know, I was talking to a friend that likes, you know, the hard style of music, and I was telling them that, you know, this is one of my favorite records of the year, this style. And they were saying, oh, you know, I seen them before, it was whatever, you know, blah, blah, blah. And then the night of like For the Children, when they played, I got like the text message, like, I was wrong. You know, they're so good. Yeah. So that's so sick that, yeah, they're killing it.
And their band name.
Yeah, and perfect band name for like the band. And that logo is so sick. The logo is so nice, you know. Hell yeah, I love it. Chris, you want to speak on this or you want to go right into your number six?
Yeah, the song rules. Like there's this two things I want to call out on this song. This song and this band, like the way the guitar player writes these riffs, like these muted riffs, it's almost like mathy, right? Like, I don't know. It's real, out of pocket, for lack of a better way to say it. But there's a part on the song that's so sick where like, it's doing like, dun, 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 dun. And then, it comes out of that part with, like the drum beat actually slows down, I think, but then the vocals that come in over it are singing double time. And so it's this weird thing where like the beat's going and the vocals are going with the beat, but then the beat drops a little bit slower, but the vocals pick up faster and it sounds so sick. Like it gives me big, like New Jersey Bloodline vibes on that part.
So sick. Yeah. Chris, take it right into your number six.
All right, I'm going to leave the country again, but just barely. I'm coming down to Zach's home away from home, south of the border. I'm going to go to Violencia, La Agonia de Vivir. Yep. Like Vengeance from France earlier, this is just really dark tragedy-esque vibes. Saw them a couple weeks ago. They played here at our spot in the slow area, and like after they played, I just had this song, like that riff, you know, like stuck in my head all night. And like as we were tearing down, flipping the venue, I was just like, damn, what a sick riff. And that was kind of the moment that I knew that I had to have this song on this on my list. That opening riff is like so vibesy, but then like when they come back to it again, it's layered with like this guitar lead that is just equally vibesy, but I don't know. It's hard to explain, but it's just the way that that guitar lead comes in over the top of it just gives it more depth, and it sounds so sick. And I don't know. I love this band. Tijuana. Yeah. Violencia.
Dude, this is so good. And this is them at their best. Like, I love when they tap into like those little dark melodies. This song and then the next song, the Nuda Vida, is like my favorite little back-to-back songs of the record. When they hit those dark notes and then they like touch in their like little bit of like power violence-y stuff, it's like spectacular. This is a great record. And it's hard to say this, right, when a band puts out a record this good. But like, I kind of think that their best is also still to come. Like, if they harness this dark shit a little bit more and then keep like the gnarliness of like the scissor beats and like the power violence, like,
yeah,
they could like write an all timer. Like, they could be the band. And I've seen them a couple times. They fucking slayed both times. So yeah, this is like a special ass band that I hope never breaks up. So Dan, you want to touch this?
Yeah, I mean, the whole record is great, but the two, the song that Chris chose and the one that you mentioned when they is the highlight. And this is a band that have been doing it a while, and the LP lived up to every bit of anticipation. It's so good. Great recording too.
Yeah, Brandon, did this ever make it out to you?
Yeah, I actually played with them in Ventura. We played Rapid Fest with them. I had heard the two-song release that they did a couple of years ago, and I remember them being like an awesome band. So when they played live, I didn't realize they had a lot more songs, and it was just awesome to see them live.
I got to correct you, though. You played Ventura County, but that was at the OPAC in the city of Oxnard.
My bad.
It was a VCHC show.
That's right. Yeah, that's easy to get twisted, right? It's Ventura County hardcore show, but it was in the city of Oxnard. Let's not get that twisted either.
I'm going to get arrested for this after.
respect. Hell yeah. And shout out VCHC shows.
Brendan's allowed because he's in the Nardcore spot. He's fourth pick.
That's true. Yeah, I marble mouth that, but shout out VCHC shows. What's up, Cam? What's up, Vince? Yeah. What's going on? Yeah.
Can I just add that big boy set at Rapid was so sick.
Thanks. That was one of my favorite shows that we played.
That rules. Dan, number six.
All right. Well, it's 2023, you know, still vibing off an album from 2022, but they gave us one song this year and it didn't hit me initially like as hard as ever, like, but it grew on me and it grew on me and it grew on me. And by the end of the year, it's got to be on the list. Forgot to Grow by Hi-Viz.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Now, the riff, like the main riff, that it sounds like a dark Stone Roses meets The Cure, but it's got like a bit of bounce to it. And then the way that Graham like attacks the vocals is like full on, like maybe like 93, like NYHC almost, like maybe I've got to grow. It's like got a total like, almost like you would see one of those vocalists doing like the Running Man while delivering the vocals. I don't want that to sound disrespectful or anything. It's got just such a good bounce and such good attitude to it. And then the lyrics are tackling mental health, which there can never be enough songs about that. It's fantastic. But yeah, this song is really good. And it might be a little preview to what we've got to come in later 2024, maybe. I don't know. When I first heard it, you know, coming off of Blending and coming off of the LP before, it didn't hit me like some of the standout tracks off those records at first. And then, you know, just having it on a couple playlists and listening to it more and more, it just gets under your skin, and it is it's an absolute incredible song. And it totally has, yeah, you know, like I was saying, like that 93 kind of NYC, almost without the, you know, the operatic vocals, but it has a little bit of like almost like leeway delivery to some of the staccato and like bouncy delivery of the vocal. I don't know. It's just great. It's an amazing song.
It's so sick. Like, you never see these vocals coming. Like, the way he hits you with it, it's like, it's almost like a high viz mashing up with Trapped Under Ice, you know?
Yeah. Yeah.
It's so sick. And like, it just shows like these dudes are like riding one level above, you know what I mean? In this, like, whatever lane you want to say they're in, right? Like, it's so good. Like, they're not just attacking the song like you normally would, right? Oh, I'm going to put nice sounding vocals over this nice sounding song. It's like, no, I'm going to attack this in a different way because I'm a fucking artist. You know, everyone knows it's 185 miles south. We worship at the altar of high viz, and they can do no wrong. This was not a slow burn for me like Dan. Out the gate, I like this one. So what's up? Brandon, you want to touch this?
Yeah, I listened to this song a couple times. I also listened to that other release that they put out this year, but I believe they're old songs, the Society Exists EP.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's prior to the first LP.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
This song was awesome. The Forgot to Grow song was really good.
Hell yeah. Chris, you want to touch this so I can have a little more time to think about my next pick?
No, weirdly, this is, I kind of forgot this existed. Shameful.
Maybe and forgot to grow.
I forgot to grow. And I've listened to a shit ton of high viz, but it's always, the two LPs and I definitely need to go back in and grow.
The part where he goes, when you were high, like, and like doubles up the vocal on that part. Oh, chef's kiss.
I need to step down as the co-chair of the High Viz fan club and let Dan lead. I'll be a secretary or vice chair. Oh.
You could be treasurer.
All right.
I need more time. Oh man, this is like heartbreaking already. What the fuck am I going to take? I think I got to go hometown and take Tarina, Slave No More. Much like many of the best riffs of the year, like it's one of those ones very similar to like Out of Pocket Despair in the way that like they're playing it with no drums, you know? And it's like you're already like bobbing your head when it's just the guitar riffing by itself, you know? And then the drums kick in and it's like the payoff is so nice, you know? And then also like, I just fucking love this band, dude. Like, they kind of caught fire locally before this came out. But the songs were like a little longer. And like for this record, like they went to Taylor Young. They got a beautiful sounding recording. They trimmed the fat on their songs. And they just put out a banging 5-song EP. You know, like there's not like a single thing I'd change off it. The art's great. The total package is great. And yeah, you know, I've seen them a bunch of times and like, you know, they don't have a singer. It's like the guitarist sings, but it like works, right? Because it's just like it's a soundtrack to chaos, you know? And the other thing about like not having like a standalone singer is I think that they might practice more than other bands, right? Because like everyone likes being at practice, you know, like the singer's not just standing in the corner, like watching the band practice and like making everyone feel like, oh, like, is that guy bored or whatever the fuck? Yeah. On the phone or like, you know, when they're writing new songs and shit, it's like, they're all involved. Like they're just so tight. And like, when you listen to this record, it just sounds like songs that were hashed out in a room, you know, where like so much of music now is people sending stuff back and forth, you know? Or writing songs remote and all that. And like, it's wild for like, you know, a moshy band to like listen to it and be like, damn, this shit sounds like it was hashed out like in a room, all four dudes together, like making this happen. So, yeah, all five songs are bangers. This record rips. I recommend it to everyone. One of my favorite records of the year. And another one with legs. This came out in March, and it has never gone out of rotation for me. So that's what's up. Brandon, what do you think about this?
Yeah, this release was awesome. I remember when they first dropped the single, I believe, Bleed.
Yeah.
May have been the first song released. And this has been on rotation since. We've played with them plenty of times since then as well. And it's just been nonstop for me as well.
Hell yeah. Dan, you want to touch this or should I shoot it to Brandon for his number?
Yeah, seven? No, I love this. I love this song. I think this might be my favorite one off the EP also. I love the way that the backup vocals are placed in the perfect spots, and the way that one thing that I always love when singers do is like the line between the lines blurs, like, so the like slave no more of the, you know, and it continues the next line. That kind of vibe is really cool. I like that in songwriting. And then I love the slow build of the breakdown to this, where it just drops to just drum and bass and just starts like creepy crawling its way up, and then there's a and it kicks in, and it yeah, it's a really great song.
Yeah, they never do panic chords, you know, so sick, you know, it's like I'm waiting for it. Like, just break my heart, guys. And it just never comes. I'm so stoked. Okay. Chris, you want to speak on this at all? Or should I shoot it to Brandon for his number six?
Yeah, I'll just add, I mean, Traina, such a sick band. Always just incredible seeing them live, particularly in the 805. Like, their sets are unreal. I think that Rapid Fest set they played, and someone broke their leg like 30 seconds into their set. They had to stop for a while. And usually when that kind of thing happens, it's a bit of a vibe killer, and the energy doesn't pick back up. But it after person got attended to, it got maybe almost as crazy. And yeah, it was a blast.
Yeah, the injuries weren't a vibe killer until after the show, when someone decided to sue the place, and now there's no more hardcore shows there.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, bummer. Maybe don't get Buck and then sue if you get hurt at a fucking hardcore show, dude. What the fuck? Okay, let's go to you, Brandon, for your number six.
Cool. Number six for me is gonna be the song Born to Run in the new Angel Dust record, Brand New Soul. There's a lot of good songs in this, but this song in particular has a good feature, and it's just like a awesome song to listen to. I really like the direction that Angel Dust is taking their music, especially with this song. More so pop than hardcore or hard rock. I enjoy it.
Yeah, this is a sick pick, especially because like it's right in the middle of the record. Which is like the testament to writing a good album, right? Like if you're plucking the sixth track out of a 13 song record, also like that little lead in the middle is so good. Yeah, it's so good. This is a killer pick. Yeah, I don't know. I don't know if like this is the one that I saw coming, but like this is a killer song off this record, and another good record. Chris, you love this band, don't you?
Yeah, they're a lot of fun. I don't know. They continue to, I don't know. They every record is like a little bit different. They kind of explore some different territory. This song, I almost hear like a little bit of like Mac DeMarco in some of the guitar riffs. And I know that's an artist that Justice actually got me into. So that makes sense. I haven't seen Angel Dust in way too long. I'm just realizing now, because yeah, they're a lot of fun live too.
I've seen them this year. They sold out Brick by Brick, and like that's not a small place, so they're fucking killing it.
Was that with the on the End It tour?
It was,
dude. I was so bummed I missed that one,
dude. It was so sick. Dan, you want to touch this or should we shoot it to Chris for Heartbreak Round, song number seven?
No, I don't.
Okay, we go to Chris.
I'm not familiar enough with it. To me, I do like the end part with the where the female vocalist comes in, and it's got kind of like the downbeat thing. But for the most part, this is you know, it's cool, but it's not for me.
Chris, Heartbreak Round, number 7.
All right. I'm going to cross the border back into the USA. Get on the 5. Take it all the way north, cross the border again to Canada, go through the mountains. I'm going to Calgary. I'm going to take a song off the Enforcers LP, cuz I love this LP. Like, it's all the previous stuff I thought was kind of cool, but like this record really grabbed me. Like, the recording on this is so sick. You know, and listening to it, this is, I want to say like the second to last song or the third to last song. And the first time I heard it, I was like, oh yeah, this is the hit. And then, you know, the more I listened to it, the more some of the other songs started to pop out as contenders to take the crown. But this one has managed to like stay on top, no matter how much like the other songs on this like grow on me more and more. Like, this just grows on me even more. It's just a really well-crafted oi anthem. It's a bit slower of a tempo for an oi song, and I feel like some of those slower boot tempos are really where this band shines. You know, let some of the, like the bluesy riffs breathe a little bit more, and like the catchy vocal hooks stand out. The chorus, so catchy, so sick. Against them all, I dwell on the fringe, outside of the outside looking in. The scars on my hands are for a reason. This world disposed of us, but I won't make it easy for them. Such a great track. I'm closing out my playlist with this.
Chris, did you say the song title?
Maybe not. I don't think I did. Sorry. I was making everyone guess. It's called So Be It.
Okay. Yeah. This record is killer.
I tried to be dramatic and
no, I know.
And I just totally forgot.
It's behind the curtain. Yeah, this recording is spectacular. Like, whoever recorded this, dude, kudos. And bands need to like make the pilgrimage here. Like, it's a bright sounding punk recording. And yeah, this is killer. It's killer. For my favorite, you know, oi type music, I need like those big, big choruses. I'm just not enough of a rocker to ride all the way for everything. But this is a killer record. And yeah, we talked it early in the year, and I love how much Chris rides for it. Got to be true to yourself, you know? Dan, you want to speak on this?
Yeah, I mean, when this LP came out, I spent a good month just playing it while going on my walks through the woods and all of that. And it's really, really great. And I'm glad it's on the list and get some representation.
Brandon, did this come across you at all?
I actually have never heard of this. I was listening to it just right now, and it's something that I can get into, I would say.
Hell yeah. Well, it's on the playlist, people, so handle business. The Enforcer, So Be It. I'm going to handle business, because this is it's something that didn't connect with me super hard in the beginning of the year, but it's never too late to get into something. So that's what's up. Dan, Heartbreak Round, what is your 7th pick?
That's crazy. I've got like 10 songs like that I really want to be featured on this. Like, it's so wild. I, you know, you came to me and I'm like, oh, I think it could be this, but I really like, I don't want to leave Street Justice Still X-ing off, because it is the straight edge anthem of 2023. It's just so fucking straight edge, but I can't not take Locked In Time by restraining order.
Yes.
You know, I've got to take it because, A, it's a mid-tempo banger, so it's in Shay Daniel right there. Beyond that, it's so creatively written and performed, and the way that the vocals ride over it, and then you know, you've got the cowbell in there, or kind of the wood block more than the cowbell, but like keeping the time, which really resonates with what the song is about and the locked in time motif. So it's almost like the seconds going click, 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 click. And I mean, it's a standout song on a really great LP. So then you know it is such a great song. And then it also gives me memories of Ceremony. Like it sounds like the Ceremony song. God, now my mind just went blank. In my head song.
Open my head.
Yeah, open my head. It kind of has like that. Don't like that kind of driving, downplayed, like not overly aggressive, not going full at it, like really pulling back. So the tempo and then the vocals get to just really shine, and it has that element to it. But the locked in time, like where it comes up, it's fantastic. And it is, you know, it is a standout song for this year, so it has to be on the list, and I have to have it. Restraining Order rules.
Dude, this is so sick. And like, much like a couple of Chris's picks, like that Coop Gorge pick that he took, and also the Violencia, like this is the kind of song that you have to have when you're doing like a hardcore punk LP, you know? Like, it's that wild tentpole song that, you know, it's got some spooky shit on it, right? Like that little, so sick, you know? And I love that, like, when it's like doing that slow fade at the end, it hits like that one final time on the way out. So yeah. Sick, dude. This LP rips, and it's wild to take this song, even though I'm with you, right? Because like, it's not representative of the record, but it is representative of the band, which is like, one of the bands that consistently writes some of the best hardcore punk in the modern era.
Yeah, and they really thrive in the mid-tempo.
They do, but I would say this is like almost – yeah, it's like a down-tempo almost.
Oh, this one, yeah. I'm saying like this is – yes, this is not representative of any of their other songs. This is a standalone like – they really went for it with this one. But even like Fight Back or Misled, which are my other two favorites off this LP, both live in that somewhat mid-tempo world. They're just so good. Restraining Order rules.
Hell yeah. Chris, you want to touch this?
I had this on my short list as well, but I couldn't decide between this and Misled. Great record, two killer songs.
Brandon, do you want to touch this at all, or should I take my number seven?
I feel like Dan expressed this one really well. I thought this record was also really great. The song in particular was also one of the songs that stood out to me the most when listening to it.
Hell yeah. God damn, dude. Heartbreak Round is real. This is fucked up because you know what? That Split System song is like one of my favorite songs of the year, and Dan even teased that he was going to steal it from me in the first round. And I'm holding off, dude. I think I'm going to take it next year when it comes out on the LP.
I respect that.
Yeah. I want it in the mix with all those other songs. There's no way we can represent hardcore 2023 without having a Scarab song on this playlist. And it's there. I'm taking the song Scarab by the band Scarab on their demo, also titled Scarab. Dun 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 dun. Scarab, so sick, dude. This band is batting 1,000. Like they have what, 8 songs out now, 8 or 9. None are bad. You know, everything rips straight up. It's like the hardest style, but also like always having the pedal on the metal, always like keeping it fast. You know what I mean? Cause like, if you want to hit those big, like slow mosh tempos, it's even better when it comes off a fast beat. Always has been, always will be. And yeah, I mean, what a band. Came out the gate and it was just like, welp, there's the demo of the year, you know, and then hit us with like that EP late in the year without like falling off at all. It's wild. You know, like I said, batting 1,000 and everyone handled business. By the records, Rebirth Records, you know what's up. Dan, shameful that you didn't take any Scarab songs, but what do you want to say about this?
Yeah, it is shameful. That's why I want to do a Super 21.
That's right.
Or even if Super 10, they'd be on my list for sure. I would have taken Squeeze.
Yes.
Just a little bit more than Scarab, but yeah, I mean, Scarab, like going into the mosh part, perfection. This band does it completely right. They are fast, aggressive, yet still hard as hell without being full metal. Like everything about it, it's just like, this is like, you know, fast, hard style that is amazing. And they deliver live. Have you seen them or played with them, Brandon?
No, I haven't.
Have you gotten into this demo or the EP?
Oh, yeah, I did. I listened to the first EP when it came out, and when the second one came out, it almost sounds like I have to listen to both of them together.
Yeah.
But, it's, yeah.
Oh, good.
Mully knocked it out of the park with both of these for sure.
So sick. Chris, you want to speak on this, or should I shoot it to Brandon for his final pick?
Yeah. First question for Dan. Dan, would you say that your views on a Super 7 is that it doesn't mean shit till you're 21 songs in?
Right. Now on.
Yeah, dude. Scarab, this is literally the first, like the next song I would have had if I would have got snaked. Actually, no, not this song. I was going to take Squeeze, although I had a real existential crisis over the last couple of days trying to figure out if it was going to be Last Day, Scarab, or Squeeze, and finally netted on Squeeze. But all eight of these songs are killer. Like, what a band. Jealous that Dan got to see him, and I hope I get to see him soon.
Hell yeah. Hey, Dan, thanks for the shirt. Appreciate it.
No problem.
Yep. Brandon, it is your first time experiencing the Heartbreak Round. How does it feel?
It feels bittersweet.
You made it through, but it's time for the final pick. What are you taking?
This one crept up onto my playlist really late because it was released a week ago, but I'm going to have to choose the song Federal Way of Life by the band Apex Predator. Hell Pacific yeah. Northwest.
Yep. I saw them open for High Viz.
It's like I forgot the best they played version that show. What show did they play?
When I went and saw High Viz in Seattle, Apex Predator opened.
Oh yeah, oh that's so awesome. I was gonna say it's like the best version of Hatebreed Worship.
Shit, I fucked up with my mute button. Dude, we gotta get a better host one of these days. yeah, it's hard as fuck, straight up. I haven't sat with it yet. I didn't even realize it came out, so respect for letting me know, but this is a hard-ass band, and I can't wait to listen to this record because it's, like, right in my lane, you know what I mean? Like, all the previous stuff they've put out, well, that Chaos Reigns, whenever that came out, 2022, I think? It was sick. So, yeah, I can't wait to get into this. Dan, you want to speak on this?
Yeah, I mean, all I had to hear was the band name before like I even heard them. I was like, oh, this shit's going to be hard as fuck.
Yeah.
Like that band name just says it all. And it is. And there's a big dude delivering like on stage, just lots of very Jamie Hatebreed like going into parts and stuff. It was yeah, really fantastic. And I was waiting for their next release because I thought it was going to be a big step up. So I can't wait to dive in.
I love it. Chris, you want to speak on this or should we wrap up?
Yeah, these are the I was going to say the Seattle homies, but they rep Federal Way, which is funny if you know anything about the region. But yeah, I mean, killer band. They've been around for, I don't know. I feel like maybe like came out right out of the pandemic, maybe. I don't know. Time is weird. But it's so sick to see like how much momentum this band has built. Like they're the band to see in the Northwest right now. They're like, if you don't know Casey, their singer, he's like the ultimate character. He's like a cartoon character. And this band is just like, I don't know. It's hard to explain if you don't know him, but it's so much fun. And the cool thing about this band, a couple cool things about this band. One, it's like half of the members of the band are like kids who've been in established bands before. And then the other half are like younger kids. I mean, they're a little bit older now because like through the pandemic, but like, it's like a couple generations of kids is what I'm trying to say. And they have really been like the band that has embraced kind of like Gel is like hardcore for the freaks. Like Apex Predator is kind of like that for the Northwest. Like they've really embraced like the new kids, like the kids that come to shows and they're like, oh, what's this moshing thing? I want to try it, you know? And like, and they don't have like attitudes, like cool guy attitudes about it. It's like, yeah, we're all, I don't know. It's just it's a cool vibe. It's hard to explain. And this vibe that they've cultivated has made their shows in the Northwest like just insane.
Dan, final thoughts on 2023, wrapping it up.
Oh, you know, I've got to give you my,
Oh yeah. Let's go to honorables. Dan, let me see if I'm ready to go first.
No, you're not, because you're always been lagging this episode.
Okay. Go ahead.
Damn.
Still X-ing and Street Fucking Justice from Street Justice. I mean, that Street Justice is amazing. Okay. The Glory Days by Brute. Hardly See Me by Lucy. Out of Mind, Gel. Alone Again, Split System. You Make Me Sick and Class Warfare by The Social. That just came out. We're going to talk it in January. It's fucking sick. You're Still a Bitch, Tsunami. We Still Believe by Brute. Squeezed by Scarab. Hard to Kill and The Customer Is Always Wrong by Buggin. A Fond de Cette Prison, Coupe Gorge. Stay Strong by Mess. How did none of us get that on the list? The best instrumental of all time, maybe. Taking the Funk, You Get Did by Zulu. Scarab by Scarab. Love Beyond the Grave and Upside Down in Heaven by Crocodiles. Chip Away and 24 Hours by The Illiterates. Both of the other songs off the Mentality 81 demo. Calling Card, Snakeskin and Composure from the Gel record. All four songs off the Rancor release. No Control, Blow Your Brains Out and Survive all by Blow Your Brains Out. Fight Back and Should've Known and Misled by Restraining Order. The Keeper and the Kept and Bechtold by Planet on a Chain. Change by Firestarter, fucking killer youth crew. Savage Visions, Rat Cage, The Basilisk Gaze of a Tyrant State by Rotten Hell. And You and Me, Pain of Truth featuring Freddie Madball. That was a close one. But it's insane that there's so much good stuff that doesn't even, you know, make the seven. So there you have it.
Yeah. Okay. I'm going to try to fire through all this stuff. Alienator, I'm Nothing, Bad Blood, Lost to Sin, Ballistic Axe, Unseen Unity, Bayway, Cease to Exist, Big Boy, Have Spades, and TNT. Blow Your Brains Out, Survive, Buggin', Attitude, Chain Whip, Call the Knife. Shameful, Chris. Come on. Charman, ZT60. Click, A Worldwide Click. Collateral, the title track, Collateral. Colossal Man with Ooze. Coop George, however you say it. Afon de Sete Prison. Crashing Forward with No Rights. Shout out, Audie. Crocodiles, Love Beyond the Grave. Dead Heat, Endless Torment. Nardcore for Life. Destiny Bond, The Glow. Destruct, Infinite Impact. God damn, the drumming on that record is so fucking good. If you love D-Beat, check out Destruct. You probably already know, but god damn, the drumming is good. Drain, Evil Finds Light, the greatest Epitaph record in 20-something years, probably. Echo Chamber, Life Disintegrated. Electric Chair, Live With It. End It, Familia Finito. Existence, Hell Is Empty. Shout out Sweden. Firestarter, Change. Gel, Attainable. Gun, High Horse. That album cover, what the fuck? Homefront, Nation, Illiterates, LBTC, In Time with Save Your Breath, Nardcore, What's Up, Leatherman with Telephone, The New Wave of Aussie, Single Coil on Top, Lucy with Hardly See Me. God damn, that demo rips.
Yes.
In the wildest, sickest way. I love it. That's one of the bands I can't wait to see what's up next year. Major Pain with the song Reality. One of the greatest voices in hardcore. Shout out Kenny. God damn the pipes. Mentality 81, La France de Futur, however you say it. Dude, I got bad Espanol. I got no Francais. Mess, Stay Strong. Dan's right. Maybe the greatest instrumental of all time. Good God, man. Motorbike with the song Motorbike. Never Again, Operation Clean Sweep. Perfect roots hardcore song. What's up? Never Any Game with the song Clown. Dude, that LP sounds so big, so huge. Respect. Love that band. Night Fever, Killing Floor, Chris Got It, YOLO, Out of Pocket with Despair, and really that whole fucking record. Pain of Truth, Acting Up, Planet on a Chain, The Keeper and the Kept. I sung the praises of Destruct in that drumming, but goddamn, the drumming on The Keeper and the Kept is so good. Rancour, the French band, Voix Paris, Et Mourir, however the fuck you say it, whatever the hell, but that song is the shit. Dude, Froy is straight up on top. Everyone knows it. We love it. This is one of the greatest Froy songs there is. So that's what's up. Restraining Order, Locked in Time, plus the full LP. Scarab, full demo, full EP, what's up. Section Hate with the song Unhinged. Slant, Stranger, Speed, One Blood We Bleed. We better get more than one Speed song next year. Plus, that song came out in like January. We're fiending, dude. We need Speed next year. Represent for the hard style. Split System, Alone Again, one of my favorite songs of the year. Probably other than Mama, I Can't Do No Time, my most listened to, who knows. Stigmatism with Private Army, LP of the year for hardcore punk. Tsunami, Dirty Work. Shout out American Hero, Mike Dirt. Shout out Joseph, what's up? The Chisel with Cry Your Eyes Out. Holy shit, that song is so good. Vendetta with Perspective. Shout out to the boys. Violencia with Nuda Vida. Will to Live, Molded. Wise Up with Reaper Bust. Shameful, Dan. Shameful. World I Hate with Remove Blood. Wreckage, Searching for Soul. Record that came out in January, Had Legs. I love this thing. And this is the first song, the best song. So good. Also, Zulu, Where I'm From. And shout out, Bedge. That was a Bedge-ass list. And that's what's up, dude. Hardcore 2023 rules. Brandon, you have any honorable mentions?
No honorable mentions. You guys said all the ones that I would have said.
Respect. Chris, you want to touch anything else before we get out of here?
Yeah. The first one, Amusement, dropped four songs like a month ago. New band from Portland. So sick. Like all four songs. It's like Seaweed, Sam I Am, Husker Du, somewhere in there. Can't get enough of it. Meantime, any song off the Meantime LP, either the two Grisail songs, which is Mentality 81, Syndrome 81 members, Glass from Demand, Chain Whip. My song is State Hornets, Zach. Anything from Witness Chamber, Shitty Life, Ego Death, Anemic Interior, the Code Orange song with Billy Corrigan. I love it. Fill the Flames, that EP's killer. Major Pain, Crazy Horse is my preferred song from Major Pain. The track Bread and Roses from No Heads, anything from Pest Control, World of Pleasure, and then I had a bunch of stuff that everyone already mentioned.
Hell yeah. Dude, hell of a year. Everyone, happy new year. Dan, where can the people find you?
You can find me at Southport Instagrammer on Instagram. You can also find me at the Whistle Stop or the Cat Club DJing the best Britpop nights you've ever heard. Or you can find Reggie and I in the woods in Northern California, like a couple of Ewoks.
Respect. Chris, where can the people find you?
Out on the beachfront, combing the sand, metal meter in my hand. no. Chris Williams, 51, on Instagram or Twitter.
Respect. And Brandon, where can people find you?
Don't follow me. Just follow the Big Boy page. You'll see me on there.
That's what's up. Everyone, get at the podcast, 185milessouth@gmail.com. Also, it's 185 miles south on Instagram, Twitter, and Threads. My personal is Zach Retaliate on Instagram. And you know, Retaliate is the best on Instagram, still the best in 2024. What's up? Everyone, we love you all. We'll talk to you again next week on Patreon.